We're just starting out the year 2020, comma, and in some way, comma, it feels as if we're already living in the future, period. Technology just keeps getting more incredible, comma, with 3D printers, comma, AI robots, comma, and virtual reality headsets becoming a part of our everyday world, period. New line, open quote, so, comma, closed quote. I hear you ask, semicolon, open quote, surely, comma, I can use a simple voice-to-text software to transcribe my interviews, question mark, close quote, new line. Well, comma, the simple answer is no, comma, not yet, period, new line. Keep reading to find out how far speech recognition has come, comma, its limitations, and witness the first ever Pacific transcription, open quote, type battle, close quote, between man and machine. New line. A brief history. New line. Voice-to-text software has been around since way back in the 1950s, comma, starting with a program that recognized spoken numbers, and since then, comma, has developed immensely. Period. New line. In 1990, comma, Dragon released the first ever speech-to-text software available to the public. Period. This innovative program allowed consumers to speak much faster than with any older models could, comma, making it a great program for doctors, comma, lawyers, and other busy professionals, period. Nowadays, comma, speech recognition software is something most people have in the palm of their hands, period. New line. Open quote. Hey, Siri, comma, remind me to call mum tonight, period. Closed quote.